Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and now you be at 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers Sr., you there. Peter Hoffman, Sus, Mr. Iraqi, on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a 90-minute schmooze right up until NFL football. Coming your way at 8 on your fan, New York City. Now it's time to say goodbye to Mr. Callaway. M-I-C, see you real soon on the Major League Baseball Network, K-E-Y. Why did it take Brody so long? Apparently Brody waited until the Metropolitans were going to miss October baseball with 86 wins so he could 86 Callaway. Maybe it took Brody as long as it did to delete Callaway until he could come up with enough things to say without holding himself accountable or responsible. Brody mentioned today that Callaway started the progression without mentioning most of the regression and depression that followed his moves made or not made. Cano, batting number 4, force-feeding Diaz and Familia, the double-switching, the pinch-hitting, the innings without a limit, the pitch count you took into account, and putting his trust into those who turned out to be a bust, turning to dust. So getting rid of Callaway, an absolute must. So, next man up, and he'll need to step up and move forward with Brody's progression. Before you start yelling Girardi, or Showalter, or Madden, or Baker, or Randolph, or anyone else you can think of with a name, remember they're out of work for a reason. Remember when Alex Cora was just a terrific infielder? Then one day he made it to 108 wins, and from refusing the White House this year to the outhouse with 84 wins. There's a reason why Brody needs to add players as much as a manager, since Kevin Cash with Tampa, who? Rocco Baldelli in Minnesota, who? Craig Counsell in Milwaukee, who? Brian Snitker in Atlanta, who? And Mike Schild in St. Louis, who? These guys are not names with star power, but managers with enough knowledge of the game and enough players to win from ownership, the front office, and scouts who know from talent. Brody has more than 30 people in his department, most of them with number 2 pencils in their shirt pockets. Plus, of course, Jessica Mendoza as an advisor when she is not trying to get a word in edgewise with Aroyd trying to reshape his career and his image. Brody, you and all 30 from your staff came up with 86 wins, as much as Callaway. And maybe it was more Brody telling his scapegoat what to do and when to do it. Would somebody in their right mind, whether it was Callaway or Brody or the two of them, Cano batting number four, letting Rivera bat with the bases loaded when you had Ramos on the bench? Whose idea was this? The scapegoat, of course, was Mr. Callaway, who certainly proved over 2 years that he wasn't the right man for the job. Brody will choose a new manager, and here's a few names we think he is going to choose from. Ben Dagra, Casey Close, Pat Brisson, William Wesley, and Kent Mathis. Good chance one of them will become the new Metropolitan manager. And who are these guys? Why, of course, they all work for CAA as sports agents. People Brody knows, guys he probably would trust, and who might take the next step in Brody's progression of the team. And that progression, by the way, as you know, continues with Noah Syndergaard and everybody's favorite Met, Edwin Diaz. We were talking yesterday about how we wanted to hear now from Aaron Boone about Game 1, Game 2, and Game 3, and we wanted to hear now about CeCe, in or out. Well, now finally came today when he spoke, when he finally addressed the masses, when he finally came down from the mountaintop with his 25 commandments, giving us today some of what we were wondering about. Some, not all. But he certainly spoke today and gave most of us a little bit from what we wanted to hear.
In my head right now, I'm pretty clear about which way we're going to go.
You are not worthy to receive these commandments.
In my mind, it's starting to come together about how I picture us lining up our starters, what our roster looks like.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
It's about us meeting today and kind of finalizing those things. But I can certainly envision how it might look and how we might roll it out.
There is no freedom without the law.
Our starters tomorrow will be...
Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me.
James Paxton.
I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. I'm really honored to get this opportunity to pitch game one. It's going to be great.
Here's Paxton's 0-2. Struck him out swinging high fastball. Strikeout number 10.
Masahiro will go in game two.
3-2 cut on and missed. Nasty slider from Tanaka. 1-2-3 inning delivered by the Yankees right-hander.
Seve in game three.
Here is Severino's 0-2, and it's cut on and missed. So Seve has a 1-2-3.
CeCe will not be on our roster for the division series.
It's tough, obviously, being here and not being able to participate in the playoffs. It's rough, but, you know, I didn't want to put the team in jeopardy. I want the best opportunity for this team to win a championship. I feel like we have a good opportunity.
Frankly, I would have been comfortable going a lot of different ways with those guys, but feel like James is the guy to get us off on the right foot.
Behold his mighty hand!
And, of course, the rest of the roster and everything else, we shall get to from him tomorrow. All right, 1-877-337-6666. Mickey Callaway and Aaron Boone, both, one in and one out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.